This is Akashvani, the news read by Appu Gopak. As the National Democratic Alliance NDA gears up to form the government, BJP President JP Nadda is holding a meeting with union ministers and senior party leaders in New Delhi. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and other senior leaders are present in the meeting at Nadda's residence. Several JDU leaders have also arrived at the party president and Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar's residence in the national capital. The meetings come a day after NDA leaders unanimously chose Narendra Modi as their leader. Tomorrow, the NDA parliamentary party meeting is scheduled to be held in New Delhi. Newly elected MPs of BJP, TDP, JDU, LJP, Shiv Sena, Shinde faction, JDS and other constituent parties of NDA are expected to attend the meeting. Yesterday, during the NDA meeting, a resolution was passed mentioning that India has witnessed all-round development in every field under the leadership of Modi. The resolution also stated that the people of the country have elected a strong leadership with an absolute majority for the third consecutive term after six decades. JDU today said that it has not put any conditions with regards to cabinet berth in the new NDA government. Talking to Akashvani News, party spokesperson K.C. Tyagi said that the BJP President J.P. Nadda and Union Minister Rajnath Singh have been given the responsibility to talk to NDA alliance partners with regard to cabinet formation and meetings are taking place in this regard. He, however, said JDU wants special status for Bihar as it will help in addressing the issues of poverty, unemployment and migration from the state. JDU has won 12 Lok Sabha seats in Bihar and it is going to play a crucial role in the new NDA government as BJP fell short of the majority mark in the Lok Sabha elections. Today, India bloc leaders held meetings in New Delhi. Trinamool Congress National General Secretary and MP Abhishek Banerjee and party leader Derek O'Brien met Samajwadi Party Chief Akhilesh Yadav at his residence in New Delhi. Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Raghav Chadda held a meeting with Shiv Sena UBT leader Sanjay Raut. The meetings came a day after India bloc held its first alliance meeting post Lok Sabha election results at the Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge's residence in the national capital. Supreme Court has directed Himachal Pradesh government to release 137 cusacs of surplus water available with it for Delhi, which is facing shortage of water. A vacation bench of Justices P.K. Mishra and K.V. Vishwanathan said that the Himachal Pradesh government has no objection and is willing to release the surplus water available with it. The apex court directed the Haryana government to facilitate the flow of surplus water released by the Himachal Pradesh so that it reaches the national capital. The court made it clear that there should be no wastage of water by the Delhi government. It said the 137 cusacs of surplus water be released by Himachal Pradesh tomorrow with prior information to Haryana. Supreme Court posted the matter for further hearing on June 10. India Meteorological Department IMD has predicted widespread light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms and lightning over northeast region, sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim during the next 6 days. Rainfall and thunderstorms are likely at a few places over northwest India till tomorrow. Indian origin NASA astronaut Sunita Williams along with Bush Wilmore has become the first to fly to space aboard the Boeing Starliner in the first ever crewed mission. The 59-year-old Williams created history by becoming the first woman to fly on the maiden mission of a new human-rated spacecraft. The crew was launched yesterday to fly aboard the United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket from the Space Launch Complex 41 at the Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida. The flight comes after several delays over the years. The first human flight was slated on May 7 but was delayed over a helium leak and later due to an issue with the ground power supply at the ULA. This was the third attempt and the weather was 90% favorable for the launch. Butch 61 was commanding the flight and Williams was piloting the flight. The duo will stay at the International Space Station for about a week before returning to Earth aboard the reusable crew capsule. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.